In a sensible compromise, entrance to the Prado is free for the last 2 hours of each day. Those who pay €15 to come earlier can contemplate Velázquez's Las Meninas with fewer jostling tour parties. Photographs and selfies are banned. To counteract young Spaniards' declining interest in the art of the past, Mr. Falomir wants to bring in contemporary art inspired by the Prado's collection. As museums become more and more alike, the Prado's collection remains unique. Unlike the Louvre or London's National Gallery, it is not encyclopedic. Its core is the Royal Collection, which reflects the tastes of Spain's monarchs in its golden age. That makes it magnificently unbalanced, says Mr. Falomir. No other museum can count 200 Goyas, 90 Rubenses, 40 Titians, or most of the surviving work of Velázquez or Bosch. To mark the museum's bicentenary in 2019, work will start on an extension designed by Norman Foster. It will include a restored Hall of the Realms, the grandest remnant of the 17th-century palace that once stood on the Prado's site. Velázquez's Surrender of Breda and his five great equestrian portraits will return to the hall, where they originally hung. Some 200 paintings currently in storage will go to the new space. Spain's national self-confidence was shaken by the financial crisis of 2008 to 2009. Many new museums around the country were revealed to be the unaffordable trophies of local politicians. The Prado's lesson for post-crisis Spain is that professionalism, entrepreneurial drive, and internationalization bring rewards.